The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are A.J. Taylor of KIOW Forest City and Joe Benedict of Keokuk Daily Gate City. A.J., can you start us off with a question for Senator Grassley?
Sir, the firearms situation with regards to what Mr. Biden was talking about, this new stringent rule on firearms licenses and the executive branch kind of skirting the legislative process here, what are your thoughts on this whole business?
My thought is that I'll bet you we in the Senate will file a CRA. It's an opportunity to have a petition to vote that down. Now, when that gets through both houses of Congress, it's got to go to the president to sign, and this president probably would not sign it. So we may not accomplish anything except just showing our disapproval. But we have found a president that if he can't get something through the Congress of the United States, he'll try to do it every other way he can think possible. And I think he's going beyond the power that Congress has given him to help regulate firearms. Joe.
What is the Senate doing to avoid the government shutdown at the end of the month?
Well, let's hope that we're successful in doing that, because it costs money to shut down the government, costs money to open up the government, and government's supposed to be service to the people, and you can't do it if you aren't operational. And a lot of times members will want to shut down the government to leverage something that they couldn't otherwise get done. And what I have found in the past is you shut government down to get that, and then you get a lot of public pressure to open up government, and you don't accomplish what you want to accomplish. So I would ask the people that are trying to shut down government to leverage something, give up on it. It just doesn't work. That's what I have found out. And So for the first time since 2018, we're dealing with additional appropriation bills, but we won't get them done by September 30th. So I hope we pass a continuing resolution keeping government funded at the 2023 level of expenditures until we get these appropriation bills down. And that's where the Senate is headed. Now, I can't speak for the House of Representatives, where I think they have more of a problem getting a majority together than we do in the United States Senate. So I'll just have to have you talk to those people about what's going on in the House. AJ?
These detained Americans are coming home, thankfully, but we seem to be paying ransoms. And what kind of assurances do you think the Senate or the House can give to the American public, because this is our money, that these kinds of things won't happen again, where they're just going to pick off Americans and then hold them as a means of getting some sort of money back or opening up or unfreezing accounts? What are we looking at here, sir?
Well, we could pass a law, which probably won't happen. I'd like to vote for a law that you don't give money for hostages. It just encourages more hostages be taken and the price goes up. But beyond that, I think it's just you're going to have to get a new president that does things differently. I heard the former Secretary of State Pompeo on television over the weekend when he gave a whole list of names of a whole bunch of people that Trump administration got out of being held as hostage, and it didn't cost a single penny. So let's look at what history tells us. When Obama did this in 2015 or 16, it was 1 7/10 billion. For how many hostages, I don't know, but 1 7/10 billion. Today, it's $6 billion for 5 hostages. Next time, it might be $10 billion for 2 or 3 hostages. And how does that end? It never ends. And people that travel overseas, particularly to countries where they take hostages, are traveling at their own threats, I guess you'd say. And so consequently, there may be some countries, Iran primarily, that we may not want to give visas for people to go over there or let them travel to those countries. But I don't expect this administration to take that. I hope they've learned a lesson, but I don't think they have. Joe?
Have you heard any follow-up after you sent letters with concern about the organ procurement and transplant system?
Well, you know, we passed a bill that will change that process. And something I'd been working on for too long of a time. It's only been within the last 4 years, though, that I've been working on it, that we've had kind of a consensus that there's an understanding that something is really wrong with this process. Now, we're going to have to wait maybe a couple years to know whether the new system is working better. But I think it passed in a bipartisan way with no roll call votes in the Senate, and it's law now, and I hope that that will change the situation. But the present situation is wrong because it's a monopoly by one organization and a lot of waste of money and a lot of waste of organs that we want to take care of to get that behind us. And I think over a period of years that we've had organ donations, that we've had about 100,000 people that have died waiting for organs, and we need to do something about that. And this legislation does that.
All right, so tomorrow morning, about 10 o'clock in the morning there, you're going to participate in the Senate Judiciary Committee hearing on evading accountability. And this has to do, of course, with bankruptcies, with major corporations and businesses, and they're trying to avoid or evade that. What do you hope to get out of that particular judiciary hearing?
Well, remember that the main reason for a hearing is to find out of the need of changing legislation and to build support for legislation. And I think that we would like to see what pieces of legislation we can get passed so that we don't have these problems that we're trying to get around right now. Joe, you're the last question.
All right. Former President Donald Trump, he has a proposal for a 10% tariff on foreign goods. Would you support that if he got back into the White House? And would you support that if he got back in?
You know what? Probably 90% of the policies of the Trump administration I approved of. When he puts tariffs on, I do not approve of that. I'm a free trader. And I don't think he understands the detrimental impact of tariffs. And I tried to tell him this one time in the Oval Office about Smoot-Hawley, I think is the tariffs of 1930s. And they were very, very high tariffs. And it led us into the Depression. It shut down international trade. There was a worldwide global impact of that bad policy, and obviously eventually led to World War II. I hope that President Trump will study the negative impacts of tariffs. Thank you all very much.
Thank you, AJ and Joe, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.